Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here this evening. We got a big show lined up for you and a lot of things to certainly get into. And, yes, just a continuation of the drama that we have here. I'm homebound again this evening. It's just one of those things. It looks no different today with all the cars that have been driving down the street and all this other stuff than it did yesterday when all the snow had fallen. It's just a crazy, crazy thing. And if you watch the news, they'll say, oh, all the main roads seem to be relatively clear. Well, that's just fine and dandy. But what if you can't get to the main roads? Just one of those things, living in Arkansas and trying to deal with snow, ice, and things like that. And I called around to talk to other people, both in this area and nearby areas, too, to find out what their weather was like. And, you know, they got some snow, but, you know, for the most part, it's under control. So I applaud those individual areas, cities and states, with their snow removal. And a big middle finger salute to our snow removal process here in this town. It just it irks me. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, folks. It's Thursday evening, and as we head into the weekend, and of course, yesterday we talked about weird weather and weather-related phenomena, attempts to manipulate, control, and enhance and play with the weather. Certainly it's something very much on many people's minds this winter, as we've had such a very interesting one. Now, I don't care where you live. You've been affected by unusual weather, unseasonable weather this winter, and it looks like it's going to continue to be bizarre as time goes on, especially when you look at the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from the United Nations, or you look at the Pentagon Climate Report, or you look at climate scientists and people speculating on various things. Those in the know say to expect bad things, and because I know that they don't always lie per se, but they do love to plant seeds. So while they may exaggerate certain things must be considered and must be factored in. And as a result of that, we're probably going to talk a little bit about survival and preparedness this evening. Our guest, who is also one of our sponsors, I've done interviews with him before. He's just absolutely fantastic. Richard Mankemeyer will be joining us from the Survival Center. And it should be a very enlightening show. Now, a lot of people might think that they've got a pretty good handle on things, that their situation is good and their needs have been filled. Well, you know, these things require a little bit of practice as well as a little bit of maintenance. Okay, now you may have all the things that you think you need, but maybe you've never tried to use them. I'll give you an example. How many times have you perhaps met someone that maybe is never gone skiing or gone a couple times, but maybe they have some money and they go down to the exclusive ski shop and they buy, you know, crazy amounts of gear with no real practical knowledge how to use it? Well, guess what? It's not going to do anything for them. It doesn't matter if you have skis that cost you $10 on eBay or you have skis that cost you $10,000 from some exclusive shop. If you don't know how to use it, it's worthless to you, and your money was wasted. Well, that's kind of what we'll talk about. How many times have you talked to people who say, yeah, absolutely, I've got, you know, this great camping gear. If I need to get out of town, if I need to run and hide out in the hills, I've got everything I need. Oh, that's great. Maybe you have a lighter, okay, to start a fire with, but maybe you don't. Maybe you've never tried to start a fire without a lighter, you know, things like that. So, you know, it is vital that you understand how to use these things, as well as, of course, have the access to them. I think that that some of these things, products and whatnot, are important. I think that experience is vital, and I think that practical application, okay, knowledge and experience in how to use these things, that's really the key when we're talking survival and preparedness and things like that. So we're going to get into it here, but I want to open up the phone lines this hour. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Evening, of course, it is Frankly Speaking Radio Overnight. I am your host, Frank Whalen, glad to have you with us. And of course, if you're looking to listen online, you can go to our website at www.franklyspeakingradio.com. And our guest information for tonight is not available. Our webmaster was unable to get to his computer today because of foul weather in the area. So hopefully, from what I know, he's safe and sound. So that's a good thing. But yes, we'll get that taken care of course. And these are things you probably should know anyway. Our shortwave frequency, 3.215, you can listen there. And if you want to listen online, you can do that at our website as well, as I mentioned. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest will be joining us in about an hour. Until then, of course, we can do phone calls. More than welcome to dial in with your thoughts and whatnot. Let's go to our first caller, Debbie in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Frank.
Hey, I know that, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you, sunshine?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm also doing well.
Guess what?
What?
I have my whole family here.
Your whole family?
They're all in the other room listening to you on the speakerphone.
Oh,
first
wow.
Time.
Hey, that's pretty neat. Hello, whole family. So you're going to dazzle them with your radio savviness.
Oh, that must be it. They've been in there making fun of me.
Oh, well, that's okay. You just, you know, didn't poison their food tomorrow at breakfast.
I know.
That's it.
when I make them their breakfast.
Yes, that's right. It's like these are, I swear those are chocolate chips. Those are not Ex-Lax pancakes. Anyway, well, thanks for the call. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
You picked a perfect day to call. We're going to be talking about preparedness later on with one of our guests. But, you know, certainly water is a big issue. And, of course, you work for New Millennium Concepts, the creators of the famed and every bit deserved Berkey water filters.
Yep, that would be me, the Berkey girl.
The Berkey girl. And every order comes with an autographed picture of you in a bikini.
Oh, my God, people would have a heart attack.
Well, that's the word on the streets. I don't know. Maybe it's not true.
I don't know. But you know, I'm going to be in Phoenix, actually,
yes,
at that 911 accountability conference.
Yes. Very exciting.
And that's going to be really exciting. And for anybody in the Phoenix area, it's in Chandler, Arizona, on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the San Marcos Hotel. And it's supposed to be a really cool thing. And then they can actually get to meet me.
Yes.
And Judy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I've met Judy before. Of course, I still haven't met you in person. But
I know.
But, yeah, it would be a great thing for people. And, of course, they'll get to learn something as well and get to drink some fine water.
Yep, we're going to have all kinds of information, and we're going to take orders for water filters. And
wonderful.
It's going to be a great time. So what do you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Have you been paying attention to the news at all?
Well, you know, it snowed in Dallas today.
Yes.
And I'm talking like Christmas card snow.
Oh,
it was
pretty.
So thick and beautiful. Oh, my God, it was so pretty. So I missed the whole news.
You know, that doesn't even matter. I'm so angry about the snow. I hate snow. Okay, I've lived up north. I call it doing time. I went to college up in Michigan. You know, I don't ever want to experience. I've had my fill of snow.
My daughter kept saying that, you know, because they were coming from Oklahoma this afternoon,
right.
And so she's like, "Mom, I'm trying to get away from the snow."
and I've been stuck, you know, at various places for the last 2 days, unable to get anywhere, even with tire chains. It's just that nasty. And from what I understand, as I said, you know, the main roads are fine, but I can't get to the stinking main road, so I'm most unhappy. Got a little cabin fever, I guess you could say.
And my daughter's the same way.
Well, we certainly have that in common, then.
Yep, that's for sure. And they bought a bull last week, okay? They bought a 700-pound bull. And they're going to raise it, you know, and then they're going to eat it. Like when it gets to be 1,000 pounds, then they'll get slaughtered, right? Well, they get this bull, and the bull is an escape artist. And it keeps getting out of the, like, area where the bull is supposed to live. And so they spent, like, 3 days this week out on horseback looking for the bull. And they would find him, bring him home, and then he'd get out again. So at one point, they were, like, in a convenience store, and they were talking to somebody, and they said something about their bull. And this man who walks in the convenience store goes, "Oh, I have your bull. He's at my house in a pen. Come over, and you can get him."
How bizarre is that?
I know. It's that country living. You know, I just don't know how in the world a city girl like me had a bunch of country people. But they're so precious, and they're just wonderful.
You know what dazzles me is you have the most bizarre stories to tell.
I do. I have the most awesome family.
No, I know. And these are great stories. They're just bizarre. You know, things I've never heard before. You know, that sounds like a movie.
I know.
Sounds like a TV show. You're living a TV show.
That's what my kids always say, "Mom, we should have a sitcom."
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, your dad's a banjo player. I'm a clown." And, you know, this Christmas time, my son was an elf.
You know?
Shelby, wait, I have to, one more kudo.
Yeah.
Shelby, my 11-year-old granddaughter, is singing tomorrow night at Johnny High.
Oh, she's like a country music star.
Yeah, she's going to be.
What a bizarre family you have. And I mean that with love.
I know. We're a talented family.
It would seem so, and probably inordinately busy.
Yeah, that's for sure. but I have time to call in to you.
Oh, I'm glad you did. You know, I'm just, as we're talking, I'm sort of going through my news. You know, yesterday we talked quite a bit about this, about climate change and this this intergovernmental panel on climate change that the UN has going on. And of course, there's a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of things like that going on. But in the news segment, of course, it gradually progresses, and I'm skipping around here, into some of the water issues that are going to pop up over time. Various islands are going to be overcome with sea level rise and things like that. And then that led me to this story. I can go through it real quick if you got time.
Yep.
All right. This one came out of the 29th. The British press Times Online is where you can find this. And it says, residents in tropical Queensland, that would be Australia, will soon be forced to drink recycled sewage to help Australia cope with its worst drought for a century. So this is something that we had discussed actually quite a long time ago, Debbie, that,
yep.
that this recycled sewage water would be used for drinking water. And it's not only there either, but listen, Australia's third most populous state, which attracts vast numbers of tourists drawn to its tropical weather, will be the first to introduce the measures, and the rest of the nation could reasonably be expected to follow, according to Prime Minister John Howard. Howard said that drinking the purified water was the way forward, and praised Peter Beattie, the Queensland Premier, who has said that residents in the state's southeast would be drinking recycled water as early as next year. Said Howard, quote, I'm very strongly in favor of recycling, and Mr. Beattie is right, and I agree with him completely. I have advocated recycling for a long time, end quote. So, of course, trying to pat himself on the back there, saying, well, yeah, it's a great idea, and it's a great idea I thought of a long time ago. Anyway, it goes on. Falling dam levels have left him with a no-choice decision, Mr. Beattie said, and the state had to go ahead with plans for recycled water rather than wait for a planned public referendum on the matter, which had been scheduled for March. So because of climate change, okay, and whatever shenanigans are going on, they're saying, hey, look, we're circumventing the will of the people, and we're just doing it for your own good. Now, we've heard this many, many times here in America with legislation and whatnot that just bypasses people's opinions altogether. And then, of course, also with the EU, many, many referendums were brought up for the public to vote on. Do you want to be incorporated into the United Nations, or excuse me, into the European Union and have our own constitution? And people say no, and they said, well, we're just going to do it anyway. So Beattie said, quote, I think in the end, because of the drought, all of Australia is going to end up drinking recycled, purified water. These are ugly decisions, but you either drink water or you die. There's no choice. It's liquid gold. It's a matter of life and death, end quote. So right there, he says it's an ugly decision, indicating that, you know, it's not something people want. Anyway, referring to residents in Singapore, Washington, and Southern California, who he said drank recycled water, he added, quote, it's not like we are part of a freak show. The rest of the world is doing this, end quote. So if everybody else is doing it, it's okay to do it also. But what do you think of that?
I didn't think Southern California was drinking recycled water. I thought they were using it for watering lawns and stuff like that.
Well, maybe they think it's only being used to water lawns, but apparently, according to top-level officials there in Australia, it is recycled drinking water.
Yeah,
now, when we say recycled, we mean sewage.
Yeah, that is so gross.
It's horrible. Listen to this. Informal taste tests have found most people cannot tell the difference between tap water, recycled water, and bottled water. Well, obviously. You know what I mean?
They're all the same.
They're all the same crap. It says, while London does not formally add wastewater to its water supply, residents joke their water's already been going through five people before coming out of the tap because towns upstream such as Oxford and Reading discharge their treated sewage into the Thames, or Thames. Queensland Water Commission documents predict the state could start running out of drinking water in 2 years and could be dry by 2009. Australia's other five states and two territories have so far rejected such a system, opting instead for desalination plants or tapping into underground water. A poll conducted by Sydney's Daily Telegraph newspaper found 57% of Australians are prepared to drink recycled water. So I think what we've got here, Debbie, is a couple of key points. Number one, first of all, people have bought into the fear-mongering, okay? And they said, well, it's like terrorism. You got to give up your civil liberties for safety. People say, okay. Here they're saying, look, we don't have any water to drink. It's time to start drinking out of the toilet like your dog. And people are saying, okay. So, you know, I think this is an important point because, again, I was not aware that Washington and Southern California were doing this. I didn't know that two whole states were basically incorporating some of these things. Let me hold you over here, Deb, and we'll let you respond. And, of course, folks, stay with us back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back, friends, foes, and everybody in the middle. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio Overnight. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. And on the phone with us, Debbie. That would be Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. I always love when you call in. What is what are your thoughts on that last story? It's pretty interesting, eh?
It is very interesting, and I think that you and I have talked about this before, actually, about the recycling of the water. And the main thing is, you know, they'll send out these reports that'll say the allowable amount of fecal matter that they leave in the water. And it's like, oh, my God, that is so gross allowable amount.
Yeah. What's especially gross about that is we're not even talking about necessarily wastewater. That's just normal water.
Yep.
With allowable fecal matter.
Yep. So that's one of the really good reasons to have a Berkey water filter.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And so that you can Berkey your water before you drink it every single time.
Yes, because, again, apparently with or without your decision, inevitably, as we have seen here in the United States just this past summer, I think there were 48 states that were in drought conditions at one period. So 48 states with a drought condition. We're talking about one place in Australia. Okay, that's under drought conditions. And they just said, hey, look, we were going to let the people vote on this, but now it's become a crisis, so we're just going to do that. So make no mistake, if we have a summer like we had last year and crops are dying and you can't feed the livestock, it's a done deal. And this indicates to me, Deb, that we're not going to have a choice in the matter, so you darn sure better have some way to filter your water.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, we're losing choices of everything.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so aggravated over the cigarette thing in Texas and, you know, everything. And so at least you can take control of one thing, which is, you know, Berkey or water.
That's
you know,
right,
the few things that are left in your life that you can have some control of.
Without a doubt, well said. You know, and this just goes to show you that, you know, you may not, as you said, have control over the water coming to you, but at least you can do something with it when it's there. It is all about self-reliance here, people. And, you know, even if you have well water or whatever the case may be, odds are there's a lot of crap seeping into the groundwater, and it's important to filter that. You know, the other thing, Deb, that we had discussed, and it was appropriately horrifying to many people, not just because of the article itself, but also because we pulled it from Playboy. I know a lot of people were offended by that, but that's okay.
The hormones in the fish.
What's that?
The hormones in the fish.
Yes.
Now, and the here's fish the thing. That are, you know, getting all the different features and stuff like that.
Now, here's an interesting story. This one just came out, too. This is January 28th from the Sunday Times, also the British Press. Men are turning to cosmetic surgery to tackle the embarrassment of man breath, fueling a near doubling in the number of people sculpting their bodies through liposuction. This is over in the UK. Surgeons have reported a surge in the number of men requesting breast reduction operations for moobs or man boobs. Moobs is the new word, I guess. According to one theory, the condition called gynecomastia may be caused by an excess of female hormones in tap water. They're telling you right there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just spelled out, and this is the amazing thing. Now, from there, the story goes on to interview plastic surgeons for the most part who say, yeah, this is a great way to tone up and trim your body. Now, it goes on. Figures to be published this week show 4,000 operations were carried out last year compared to 2,100 in 2005, so almost a doubling in 1 year of the amount of procedures that men are having done on breast tissue growth that you know, is caused by these female hormones. It says recent holiday photographs of Tony Blair and David Cameron indicate they are developing moobs. So the Prime Minister of Britain is not even immune to this. It goes on. Overall, leading plastic surgeons carried out 31% more cosmetic surgery operations last year than in 2005. Rajiv Glover, consultant plastic surgeon, added, quote, judging by the dramatic rise in certain procedures, it's clear we are becoming a more body image conscious society. So, again, completely circumventing the cause and addressing the symptoms, just like a typical doctor. Yes, we're more conscious about our body's image, but nobody's conscious about the health that's causing our body's image to be altered and what we can do to fix that. It's a huge problem for me.
It is a huge problem, especially what it's doing to the men in America.
Oh, yeah, talk about the feminization of the American male.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I went and I drank water out of a water fountain at the mall the other day, and I came home and watched a commercial, and I started to cry.
I thought you were going to come home and watch soap operas.
Yes, I did that, too. I had my my gallon of ice cream with a big spoon. I was depressed. I did my hair and my nails, and I'm fine now. I'm joking, of course, with all that. But seriously, I don't want any moobs.
No.
I'm fine with the wife taking care of that department, you know. But this is an issue, again, that they do not, when they talk about it, being in the tap water, this is something that your municipal water systems do not filter out for you. So, you know, you got to, look, do not take a chance on this, okay? I think that's the main thing. So, anyway, like I said, I was thinking of you when I read those stories because I think that it's now becoming mainstream. It's not just some, you know, crazy allegation. It's just spelled right out there for you.
Yes, it is. Plain as day, it's, you know, and people are starting to get notifications from their water companies, too. I had a customer call me from Tennessee. He's a very regular customer who likes to refer people to us a lot because he loves our product.
Sure.
And he received a letter in the mail from his water company that they have halothecic acid in their water.
All right, hold on a second here. We got a break coming up. I want to hear more about this because, again, if it's happening in one place, folks, it's either already happening in your town or it's on its way, and this is important information. Of course, the website there for Debbie is berkeywater.com. That's B-E-R-K-E-Y water.com. We'll give out the phone number when we come back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Thursday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. And back to our good friend, Debbie in Texas, Debbie Morrow. Of course, New Millennium Concepts, BerkeyWater.com. And as promised, my friends, here's the number, 888-803-4438. Debbie, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for the call. It's always wonderful to hear from you.
Thanks.
We left off, we were talking about this. What is it called now?
It's called I can't pronounce it very well. It's haloactic acids. It's spelled H-A-L-O-A-C-E-T-I-C acids.
Okay.
And it's an organic compound, which we take out, and it's based on an acidic acid molecule where one or more hydrogen atoms are attached to carbon atoms are replaced. And it says that they can be present in chlorinated drinking water as chlorinated water disinfectant byproduct formed when the chlorine reacts with natural organic matter and or bromide ions in raw water supplies. And according to my customer who called me, they were sent a letter to the whole neighborhood because the allowable amount that is supposed to be okay for you was above that. And in the letter that they got, it said that they were taking care of the problem, but that if they were to drink, like, a gallon of water a day for 70 years, you might get cancer.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what it said in this letter, you know?
Right.
And it said, so don't worry about it, you know?
If it wasn't something to worry about, why would they even bring it up in the first place?
Exactly. And so my customer called me because he said, well, do you guys take that out, you know? And I said, well, you know, I never heard of it. Let me look it up.
Uh-huh.
So there's this really great thing in the Internet called Green Facts,
uh-huh.
and they have, like, an A to Z. And you can put in, like, the name of something, and it will tell you about it. And
wow.
So that's how I found out that it is a carbon-based molecule. And so, yes, we do take it out because we take out the carbon stuff. So that was really neat. So,
yeah. People need to pay attention to this. Now, obviously, it wasn't intentionally added. Okay, I assume, right, since they said it's
right,
a problem. Or did they intend to add some of it, and they just maybe added too much?
No, it's an allowable amount because it says here, it says it can be present in chlorinated drinking water
right.
as chlorinated water disinfectant byproduct formed when the chlorine reacts with a natural organic matter.
Isn't that great?
So it's a byproduct, just like, you know,
yeah.
rat poison.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously there's organic matter since we know that there's fecal matter in there, right?
Right. So, well, yeah. The other thing it says here, it says other sources of halocetic acid is the environment includes wastewater from chemical and pharmaceutical manufacturing processes and industrial cooling water.
Oh, nice. Okay, so we basically have raw sewage, much like they have in Australia
right.
and Washington and Southern California and in London. So, hey, that's fantastic.
Yep.
My God.
Yes.
I'm glad you called us with this. I never would have heard of this, but I urge people to, you know, Debbie spelled it. If you missed it, you know, you can call her up and ask her to do that again. And contact whoever it is that supplies your water and ask them, you know, is this in our water and in what amount? Is it an allowable amount? When was the last time you did a survey? When's the last time you tested this? You know, people can, of course, test their own water, too.
Well, and the thing is, my customer told me, that it was like weeks ago that they discovered it, and they just got the letter.
Oh, my
you know.
God.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, all of these utility companies and everybody, they just, like, have no fear of people rebelling against
That's right.
it. You know, because, you know, in America, we're not allowed to rebel about stuff anymore. You don't see people in the street with picket signs. And,
That's right.
You know, or they put you in jail and ruin your life, and you lose your jobs and everything, and so people don't do that anymore. And the water companies and these different utilities are so bold because, I mean, they send out a letter, and it's like they're not even really apologizing
yeah.
or anything. They're just saying, well, guess what? You know, a month ago we tested your water, and it had this stuff in it, and so we're working on fixing it, so sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
it's an obligatory letter, and
right,
obviously there were no hurry to send it out in the first
right,
place.
Right, it's not like anybody really cares anymore because they know nobody's going to do anything about it anyway.
That's unbelievable.
You know, and that's the thing that really got to me about the whole thing was when he said, well, you know, it's been a month ago, you know. I remember when Lake Tawakoni here, you know, it's east of Dallas, had a big gasoline spill and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff, and, you know, like the local government there told the people to drink bottled water, but, no, they said it was okay to drink the water, but don't boil it because of the fumes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's okay to bathe in it and drinking it, but don't boil it because of the fumes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Exactly. It's like, okay, it's
how stupid.
It's too poisonous to smell, but I could just drink it right down.
Right.
That's great.
I know. And they think, and people just go, oh, okay.
Well, they said it's okay.
Yeah.
Surely it's okay.
And that's why it's so important. I mean, Berkey's are not expensive.
No.
And they last a very, very long time. And it's not like you have to hire a plumber to come stick them in, you know, you can take them anywhere you go.
You know, and I have to say this, too. You know that previous study that we read that said that people cannot discern the difference between tap water, bottled water, or recycled sewage water. I'll say this. Anyone who perhaps has, let's say, you go to the bar or something, okay? And maybe you've got a favorite kind of beer, okay? And maybe when you were young and maybe you're crazy and you got a six-pack or whatever, you could get, you know, your crazy drunk uncle to buy for you or whatever the case may be. You just take whatever you can get. But as you get older and you get accustomed to different kinds of things, you can discern the difference. And I will say this, Debbie, I can tell the difference between Berkey water versus non-Berkey water, and that's Berkey water anywhere in the country versus non. I can tell the difference in bottled water. If I'm in a pinch and I go to the gas station or something and buy some bottled water, I can tell the difference.
I can, too, and especially if you make coffee.
Oh, my God.
You can tell a huge difference in the coffee.
And that just goes to show you that every one of these people in the survey have never truly tasted clean water.
Yep, that's it, you know.
Disturbing, isn't it?
It is. It's scary, you know. So, anyway, that's kind of all the water news that I can think of right now.
That's good stuff. But you know what?
My daughter told me to tell you that you forgot to ask me what the bull's name is.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the bull's name?
Dinner?
You know, just when I thought the story couldn't get any more strange, there you go. You guys have taken it to a whole new level.
I thought we should have named him T-Bone or something, they named him Dinner.
No, yeah, but there's no subtlety involved. There's no, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, let's call him T-Bone. Let's just call him Food.
My daughter didn't want to name it at all. She's like, no, we're not naming the bull. But the kids, you know, the four kids, they're like, oh, well, we have to name it something. So Shelby, the 11-year-old, when she was out riding the horse, you know, all day helping look for the cow, you know, when they were out looking for him.
Yes.
The next day she went to school and she was like all tired and everything. So some of her friends asked her, you know, what was wrong? Why was she so tired? And she goes, I've been out riding horseback all day long looking for dinner. So that's how he got his name.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm shaking my head. I hope the rattling sound is not going over the air. I don't know what to say.
There's never a dull moment in the Murrow family.
Yeah, that's the truth. Not only is there never a dull moment, there's never a standardized normal moment. It's always, like, again, sitcom era type stuff. I mean, this is, anyway.
I know. I went for my physical today, you know. And, of course, my doctor always says, you know, I'm the healthiest fat person he knows. And he's always trying to get me to lose weight, you know. And so, like, today I was sitting in there, and he goes, how long have you been my patient now? And I'm like, 10 years. And I said, you know, Dr. Page, I said, if I would have just lost 10 pounds every year, I'd have been 100 pounds smaller.
God.
And he's like, well, okay, you can start now. We'll take 10 pounds.
In 10 years, then he'll be all right.
So funny.
Hey, I don't want to keep you because I know your families are anxiously waiting your return. But, you know, people should contact you. And, again, you'll give out the information on that acid. You also have a wealth of information about fluoride and any number of things as far as the Berkeys go. And, of course, you got the Berkey, the Berkey Light. You've got the Travel Berkey.
Sport Berkeys.
The sport bottles.
Potassium iodate.
Absolutely. And the fantastic DVD, Sheltering in Place. Any number of things. People should definitely give you a call. If only to say thanks for telling these bizarre stories that just make us all shake our heads.
That's it.
I'm kidding, of course. I love your phone calls. I love your cheeriness, and I love all of the stories, too. So give our best to your family. And give out the phone number, if you would.
Okay, it's toll-free, and it's 1-888-803-4438.
All righty. Deb, I love you, and I appreciate the call very much.
Oh, I love you, too. Take care.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend with the family. Give them my best, and stop with your animal cruelty stories.
I know. People are going to be calling in going, you guys eat meat?
I'm going to send PETA to your house.
Who?
PETA, for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh, see? There you go.
You're like, animals? Treat animals well? What is that all about?
I know. I'm going to get calls now. I know.
All right.
Anyway, we love you. Take care.
All right. You too, Deb. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye.
Dinner. Unbelievable. All right. I didn't even know you could eat bulls. I thought they were just for breeding purposes. I thought you ate the cows. So shows you how much I know. More of a city boy, obviously. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Ree in Florida. Ree, welcome to the show. Hello, Ree.
Hey, is it permissible to suggest a guest?
Of course it is.
She might be able to add something to probably each of the subjects that you've covered.
Oh, okay.
She's in your area, or at least in your state. I don't know how close she is. How close are you to Huntsville?
Fairly close, yeah.
All right. Her name is Dolores Cannon.
Okay.
And she has out 3 volumes of Nostradamus.
Huh.
And he said that main thing we in the United States that we had to be conscious of and careful of and prepare was the waste, the toxic waste that's been buried in the oceans and under the ground, because we are going to have a lot of eruptions. And if the plates start moving, that stuff will... It evidently gets stronger with age.
Oh.
He can also contribute to why we're having the weather we're having.
Oh.
And she can go into that. Lots of things that, well, this is what this is all about. It was warning us so that we could possibly head some of it off or either get prepared for it, because it's going to be rough.
Wow. Well, that is perfect. She sounds like the perfect guest, and I will absolutely track her down. I mean, this
Ozark is Mountain Publishing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much right in my neighborhood, actually.
Well, right. I think she would be interesting to have on, because she's got some information that the people need to know about.
Well, let me ask you this, Ree, because obviously, you know, a lot of people have talked about this with me. And they've said, hey, you know, there are areas of the country that are safer to be in than others. And you're in Florida. In Florida, not probably the safest place to be. You guys had a pretty traumatic hurricane season in 2004.
It depends on which part. Now,
yes, absolutely.
No, I was led away from the area in Florida where I originally, when I originally came here. And now I know why.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a safe place that people are being led here.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel the same way here about this area of Arkansas. I talked to many people who told me that they felt led to be here as well because they felt it was a safe area to be. So, you know.
Well, if the shift comes about, and I don't know, he said, I'm going to give you the worst scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other paths that can take. It's up to us.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Sure.
And the weather changes, he says, is a natural phenomenon. But war and our thoughts and our behavior can worsen it and bring it on sooner and make it more severe.
Mm.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Without a doubt, it makes sense. Absolutely.
Because thoughts are energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are angry and ugly, that creates a dark energy that has dire consequences, and people don't realize that.
I think that you're brilliant. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, there is so much to the, you know, and some would call it the power of attraction or the power of prayer, to this putting yourself in this mindset of really attracting whatever it is you're putting out, and you're absolutely right.
It's intent behind it that's so important, and
absolutely.
You need to examine everything you do and self-examine to see what your motives are.
Yeah.
And he also tells about the people that picked up the tab for all this money that's owed.
Uh-huh.
They're going to call it in.
Oh, well, that's disturbing.
Well, he said there's a lot of lessons in that one act. Because when they move in, it's going to change things.
Mm.
And they say, we don't want your worthless money. We want what we pay for.
Yeah.
So
wow.
He didn't name names, but evidently their culture is quite different from ours.
Yes, I
and
have,
you know who's picking up the tab for some of this. And,
yes, absolutely.
China's a big one. I don't know if that's the one or not, but there's a lot of information she can sift through if you hit on the things that you have had guests on that you've, like the weather.
Yes.
That's contrived.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They want to put the farmers out of business.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, obviously the easiest way to affect people, and you can go ahead and say, well, there's September 11th and terrorism in general. But the easiest way to affect people is to affect their pocketbooks, and one way to do that, of course, is to increase the cost of various things, shut down the farmers, to put
them out of business. Well, they can control us if they control the food supply.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You are absolutely right on point, and I really appreciate your call. If you have more, you're welcome to stay on here through this break. Folks, we do have to pause, though. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio, more phone calls from you.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Awake on my airplane, my skin is bare, my skin is bare.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here with us today. Of course, it's a Thursday evening for another few minutes, and then, of course, it'll be Friday, which is always an exciting time for me. Not because I have anything planned. I'll probably be snowed in all weekend, but that's okay. Anyway, I must remind you, of course, that this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort. These guys have a fantastic place in a fantastic area because it's right here in my neck of the woods as well. They're, I don't know, I guess they're probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours from me, maybe a little further, I don't know. But it's right there on Bolshoe's Lake, a beautiful area. 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins, which means basically you are squared away. Okay, they're cabins any season, okay, year-round you can go there. They have a private covered lighted boat dock, swim dock for the kids, a children's playground. Very, very family-friendly, and I would love to be able to set something up where we all could get together and do something. I don't know, maybe have some guests come down and speak there at Howard Creek Resort. I think that would be a lot of fun. You can call for reservations toll-free at 877-253-7690. Visit them on the web at howardcreek.com. And, of course, we ask you all to support all of our sponsors, all of our advertisers. These are the people that bring you Republic Broadcasting Network. These are the people that bring you Frankly Speaking Radio. These are the people that keep us going, keep us on the air. So we appreciate each and every one of them. So anyway, I think that Rhea was really onto something there when she's talking about, you know, things that people can manifest in their own lives. And I'm a big fan of this this whole concept. I think that it's a measurable and documented effect that you can have on your surroundings, which is why, you know, despite the negative sort of connotations to some of the news that we might bring up, like the stories we talked with Deb, okay, now people are going to start drinking, you know, sewage water. Yeah, that's depressing. That's infuriating. However, you can't let yourself slip into that, okay? There has to be something to keep you motivated, something to keep you hopeful, something to keep you with some faith. And I know that, you know, various people believe different things. That's fine. You're more than entitled to. Hey, if it gets you through, if it changes your perspective on things, if it gives you hope, fine. You know, that's the important thing because as a society, as Rhea had said, you know, we are unfortunately judged in a collective group as far as how the rest of the world might view us. You know, various nations around the world are looking at America and saying, I can't believe the people of America are allowing these things to happen. You know, America of all places. No matter what's happening, whether it's the invasion of this country by a foreign nation or a conglomerate of foreign nations, the invasion of America by immigration, whether it's the taking down of America by the New World Order, the globalists, or the incorporation of America into a North American Union, the point is that America and Americans, you and I, all of us, are vital. We have to be taken down in this plan in order for anything to succeed. Because that's the thing. We may not realize it ourselves. We may not give ourselves enough credit, but we as a people are very strong and very powerful. And when you look at something like September 11th, yes, incredible tragedy. But in the midst of the tragedy, look at the people who didn't necessarily hesitate to jump in and try to help somehow, some way. You know, they had an overabundance of monetary donation, which who cares about that? An overabundance of blood donation. People wanted to go down there to Ground Zero and pull blocks of mortar and pieces of rebar and office furniture out of this pile with their bare hands just because they wanted to help. We are strong when we have the motivation to be. And maybe some people will be woken up by all the material they're here on this show, on this network, and that would be a good thing. But you can't change your own world, folks, and I think that starting with yourself is a great place to begin. Stay with us. We're back after this quick legal identification in hour number two. Attention.